Tonight at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola, four terrific early music groups are assembling to perform a very important work, having a big anniversary this year. The famous Vespers of Monteverdi, published in 1610, 400 years ago. Artek, Parthenia, Pifaro, and the National Gallery of Art Vocal Ensemble of Washington are the four groups involved, all putting their efforts together tonight. We attended a rehearsal of the ensemble the other day and spoke with two principals of this important performance, Gene Murrow of the not-for-profit New York early music promotion organization Gotham Early Music Scene, told us why the Vespers is such a significant work.
It's a real tour de force. Monteverdi incorporated every new compositional device available in the early 17th century, which, of course, led to such things as opera and other genres. The Vespers publication included, as you know, at the beginning, a mass written in the old style, the prima practica, the old conservative style, to show that he could do that. And then he let it all hang out for the Vespers proper and wrote in this modern style, modern for the 17th century. The other reason, I think, is the backstory, the personal story. Here was Monteverdi, Claudio Monteverdi, working at the court in Mantua, underpaid, overworked, underappreciated. Sounds like the nonprofit arts business, right? His wife had died 3 years earlier. He's 43 years old. One of his star protégés, singers, had died a year after that. His doctor was telling him that the air in Mantua was killing him. He was suffering from some various ills. So he was a wreck, no future. And he got this idea that he was going to prove himself. And he wrote this piece, we think, as an audition, hoping to impress, in particular, the Pope, and hoping to secure a position at the Vatican. And that didn't work out. Didn't get the gig. But then, 2 or 3 years later, he was appointed as the head of music in Venice. And as they say, the rest is history. He had a fabulous career over the next few decades. And I think it's just a great story for people who find themselves at midlife with seeming dead ends and various tragedies that have befallen them. If they're good and they know they're good, just suck it up, show what you got, and good things will happen.
Gwendolyn Toth is artistic director and founder of the group Artek. She's conducting tonight's performance and told us about the richness of the ensemble and what this piece means to her.
This is one of my favorite pieces of all time. And strangely, I haven't done it since 1992 with my own ensemble. It's just one of the great pieces because it represents the epitome of the best of Renaissance music and the most incredible part of all the great changes that came in with Baroque music, all in one package. There's double choir pieces. You have the whole new thing of just the opening versicle with the instruments playing obbligato music. That was a new thing. You have the Magnificat, which is totally a Baroque phenomena, despite using the cantus firmus, which harkens back to the medieval time. The other thing that you'll see is that, you know, people aren't normally accustomed to going to Avery Fisher Hall or Lincoln Center and seeing three theorbos, a guitar, a harp, including a chittern, just various members of the recorder family. We have two violones, that kind of continuo ensemble. We have pretty much everything under the sun.
Gwendolyn Toth, artistic director and founder of the group Artek. Thanks also to Gene Murrow of Gotham Early Music Scene for talking to us about tonight's performance of the Monteverdi Vespers of 1610. The performance tonight at St. Ignatius is sold out, but there are other performances of the Vespers coming to New York this season, including one by Boston Baroque that was announced not too long ago. Thanks to Dong Seok Shin for the recording of the group that you're listening to now. And if you'd like to see what this ensemble and some of those strange instruments looks like, you can go to our website, WQXR.org. We took some video of the rehearsal the other day. And so you'll have a chance to experience it a little more richly, too.